The Life of Mary Southern, the dramatic story of an attractive young widow who's standing on the threshold of a new life, uncertain but unafraid. And now, the life of Mary Southern. Mary is trying heroically to solve the most serious problem a widow and mother can face. The problem of providing a home for herself and her children through her own efforts. Moreover, feeling instinctively that she must build a new life in new surroundings, she has refused to return to her hometown of Sanders. Dr. John Benson of Sanders, who loves her, has warned her repeatedly that it may be months before she will find a job and be able to have her children with her. Meanwhile, her new friends in Craig's Falls, David and his friend Father Brady, made final plans yesterday to surprise Mary by bringing her children to Craig's Falls, and they obtained John Benson's reluctant consent. But Mary, sensitive and despairing, felt that her personal problems were causing her friends too much worry, and decided that her only solution was to return to Sanders. Our scene opens at the boarding house early the following afternoon. Mary, wearing a hat and coat and carrying her suitcase, is walking slowly down the stairs as Mrs. McPherson sees her and says,
Mary, where are you going? Well, you got your suitcase.
Yes, I'm going away back to Sanders to see my children.
Mary, put that suitcase down.
No, please, I haven't much time.
Well, you got time enough to tell me what this is all about.
There isn't anything to explain, Mrs. McPherson. I'm going back to Sanders because my children are there.
But you've been saying all along you were going to bring your children here. You hated the idea of going back. Now, what made you change your mind so suddenly?
I don't know. I guess I decided to be sensible and practical, as John advises.
Oh, I knew it. It's that Dr. Benson. I told you not to talk to him yesterday. He always upsets you. Now, you take that suitcase upstairs and you forget all about that town of Sanders.
I can't forget Sanders, Mrs. McPherson, as long as my children are there. John's right. It may be months before I'm able to support them.
Oh, that young doctor wants you back there because he's in love with you. Even a blind man could see that. Mary, is that why you're going back? Are you thinking of marrying him?
Oh, no, I'll never marry John. Don't think that. And please don't let David think that when he hears I've gone.
Why, Mary, you're not going away without saying goodbye to David.
I was planning to tell him last night, but he didn't come home.
He never did that before. But he certainly sounded mysterious when he called up and said he was going out of town overnight.
I don't believe there was anything mysterious about it. He probably heard about a construction job in another town. Maybe he'll never come back.
Well, you can't make me believe that, young lady, and I'm surprised at you for saying such a thing. Maybe you've forgotten that David turned down that job in Chicago because he wanted to stay here with you.
Please, Mrs. McPherson, don't let's talk about David. He's been so kind and good, and he means a great deal to me. If I wanted to talk to him, I might not leave. He'd urge me to stay as you're doing. That's because you're kind, sympathetic people. But I've let you worry about my troubles long enough.
Mary Sanders, you got less conceit than any woman I ever met. Don't you know that David wouldn't worry about your troubles if he didn't like you a whole lot? And if you hadn't done as much for him as he's done for you?
It's good of you to say that, but I think David'll be happier without me. I'm almost sure he thinks I'm wrong in wanting to bring my children here, and that's why I'm going. If everyone thinks I'm wrong, I must be.
Mary, whatever gave you that idea? David wants you to stay here and to have your children.
Oh, someone's coming. I must go.
Mary!
Oh,
Mary!
Oh, thank heaven. David's come back. I kept you talking long enough
to... David, I thought you'd gone away.
Oh, just made an overnight trip, Mary. Say, what's all this? Why the suitcase?
Oh, she's got a crazy idea that she's going back to Sanders.
What?
And I'm counting on you to argue her out of it, David. I got to get back to
Kitchen. Well, there's no time to argue. Come on, Mary. We're going over to the neighborhood house now.
But, David, my bus leaves in half an hour. Now, I've made up my mind. I can't stay away from my children any longer. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to Sanders.
Well, buses leave every hour. You can take a later one. Come on, let's get going.
What? You don't even care whether I go back to Sanders or not?
I don't care about anything at the moment but getting you over to the neighborhood house in record time. And after that, if you still want to go to Sanders, I'll go down to the bus station and see you off myself.
This isn't the way the father
builds
his office. I thought we were going to see him.
No, I didn't tell you that, Mary. You must have assumed it.
But I don't understand. This corridor only leads to the nursery.
Yes, I guess it does.
Well, David, I really haven't much time. When you asked me to come here to the neighborhood house, I thought Father Brady wanted to see me, and I feel I should say goodbye to him.
Oh, there's plenty of time for that later. He's around somewhere.
But there isn't plenty of time. Why won't you listen to me? I've definitely decided to go back to Sanders to my children.
Well, sure, I heard you, Mary. Well, if you've really made up your mind, well, I don't see what I can do about it. I'll miss you, of course, but...
Well, you're in a strange mood today. I don't understand
you. You will in a minute, Mary. Here we are. Now, I'll open the door.
David, won't you please tell me why you
brought me here? There you are, Mary. Now, you go in first. Go ahead. And I'll be back later.
Mommy! Give me your picture! Mommy! I come for you. Why don't you all get to a fire?
Susan! Jimmy! Oh, my darling. My baby.
Mommy! You've been gone a long time,
Mom. Oh, my darling. I feel as if I'm dreaming. Are you really here in my arms again?
Jimmy said we'd never see you again, Mommy. But I told him he was a big fibber.
It's been so long. So very long.
Susan used to cry every night after you went away, Mom. But I didn't. Not much. Yes, you did, Jimmy. You won't go away again, will you, Mommy?
Oh, no, darling. Never. Never. I can't believe it's true that you're really here.
Uncle John said we were going to stay here for a little while. Is this where you live, Mom?
Well, I live very near here, darling. Jimmy, is John Benson here? Did he bring you to Craig's Falls?
Sure. He drove us in his car. It was a swell ride. That other man came too, Mommy. I like him. He told us wonderful stories about animals and Indians and everything.
Other man here? Oh, you mean... David?
Sure, David, that's his name. I like him, too. He said he'd take us for a long walk tomorrow and show us the falls and everything.
Jimmy, did David go to Sanders last night?
Well, I don't know about last night, Mom, but he was there this morning when we started.
So that was his errand out of town. He went to Sanders with John to get my children.
Aren't we going back to Sanders to live in our house like we used to, Mommy?
Well, we may decide to live here in Craig's Falls, darling, but let's not talk about that now.
I don't care where we live if we're with you, Mommy.
Wherever we live, we'll all be together, darling, I promise.
David says Craig's Falls is a big city. He said we have lots more fun here than we did in Sanders. I like Sanders when Mommy's there with us.
You like Craig's Falls, too, darling. We're all going to be very happy here. Oh, let me look at you. I believe you've grown half an inch, both of you.
I'm tall and so am I, Mom. You are not, Jimmy.
Well, now there's just one way to tell. Now stand back to back. Oh, Jimmy, now not on tiptoe.
Hello, Uncle John.
Hello,
found our Mommy just like you said.
Oh, John, I'm so happy, so very happy.
That, Mary.
Uncle John, Mom says we're going to be with her all the time now. She's never going to leave us again, she promised.
John, I feel as if I'm dreaming. This has been the most wonderful day of my life. I'll be back in just a minute, darling. I want to talk to Uncle John.
Don't go, Mommy. Please
we'll be
don't
right
go.
Back.
Be sure to come back.
Yes, dear. I'll be right here just outside the door.
Oh, I'm glad you're happy, Mary.
Happy? There just aren't words to tell you how I feel. How grateful I am to you, John. Were you planning this all the time, even yesterday when you sounded so disapproving?
Mary, I didn't plan this. I didn't think it was wise to bring Susan and Jimmy here, and I still don't think so. You'd better thank the man who's responsible. Here he comes now. I'll see you later.
Hello, Mary. Do you still want to catch that bus for Sanders?
Oh, David. Now I know why you were so unconcerned about my going. John says you're responsible for bringing my children to me.
Oh, I didn't do anything but talk to Father Brady. He's the one you ought to thank, not me.
I think the best way to show my gratitude is to prove to you and Father Brady that I'm worth all the trouble I've caused you. And I'm going to prove to John that you were right and that he's wrong.
Sure. You'll do it, too, man.
Yes, I know now that I'll find a way to support my children. I feel that today has been a turning point in my life, and I have a feeling that I'm going to find a job very soon. You see, David, nothing can discourage me now.
At last, Mary has been reunited with her children. In her supreme happiness, she believes that nothing can discourage her or threaten her happiness. We hope sincerely that she is right. Mary's new friends in Craig's Falls, the young man David and Father Brady, have proved their sincere belief in her by arranging to care for her children till she is able to support them. But isn't there some justification for Benson's fear that the presence of her children in Craig's Falls will add to her burdens rather than lighten them? Obviously, she will not be content to accept charitable care for her children indefinitely. She is happy and hopeful today, but what of tomorrow and the days to come if she fails to find a job? There'll be an unexpected development on Monday in the life of Mary Southern. The Life of Mary Southern, the dramatic story of a young widow who accepts life's challenge and goes forward into an unknown future with courage. Mary Southern is presented each weekday